Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Tuesday, October 28th. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, a cruise season declared officially opened. From the region St. Vincent, Brazil assigned a visa-free travel agreement. And on the international scene, UK opposes future migrant rescues in Mediterranean. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. The details coming up.
Christmas at Courts to make the season right, where you find all things shiny and bright. The perfect gift for someone dear. The aroma of Christmas goodies is in the air. Whether big or small, for friend or family, we have it all to make the season merry with someone special just for you. Courts is the place you must come to. The Courts Ultimate Christmas is finally here. Let us help you bring in the seasonal cheer. Courts, bringing value home.
Bring out that exceptional taste in your cooking with First Choice Cooking Oil. Make First Choice Cooking Oil your number one choice for all your frying and cooking needs as it hits to the right temperature, bringing a consistency, quality, and flavor to your dishes. First Choice not only cooks right, but the price is just right too. Ask for it by name. First Choice, that's my cooking oil. Astafan, making life affordable. Available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide. Astafan, right place, right place. Right price.
The excitement is still in the air as the 2014 independence activities continue to roll through, marking the 36th year of independence in Dominica. However, it is about to rain on the parade. Weather forecasts indicate that a tropical wave interacting with an upper-level trough will continue to produce cloudiness, scattered showers, and isolated thunderstorms across the Lesser Antilles during the next 24 hours. An extended five-day forecast predicts a 40 to 60% chance of rain with a few spotty showers. Residents in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks should exercise caution. Moderate sea conditions are expected during the next 24 to 48 hours, with swells peaking near 7 feet. As Dominicans and visitors alike continue to enjoy the independence season, remember to grab an umbrella and stay safe. With the resonance of a conch shell, the 2014-2015 cruise season has been officially declared open. On Tuesday, tourism officials, including the Minister of Tourism, Ian Douglas, the CEO of DASPA, Benoit Badwell, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism, Steve Hyacinth, President of the Combined Taxi Association, and the Director of Tourism, Colin Piper, were all present at a commemoration ceremony at the Roseau cruise ship berth. Hundreds of cruise visitors were welcomed by cultural entertainment provided by various local groups sourced by the Ministry of Culture. Addressing the media and cruise visitors present and recognizing the benefits of tourism on the economy, Tourism Minister Ian Douglas says the Ministry of Tourism continues to do what is necessary to make Dominica a competitive destination. Douglas says to ensure the best results, there needs to be a sustained combined effort between stakeholders and tourism officials to ensure that cruise visitors return and become stay over visitors.
We continue to do everything necessary and possible for us to continue to be a very competitive destination. But we want to implore the stakeholders that it is a combined effort, both on the part of the government authorities and also the private sector, and indeed of every Dominican, to do everything that is necessary for us to continue to be one of the most sought-after destinations. It is widely accepted fact that Dominica has some of the more natural and equal attributes that cannot be found in a lot of the other destinations that probably offer just maybe a beach tour, sand and sea and shopping. But we have, like I said, certain equal and natural attributes that really sets us apart and really makes us a special destination.
A total of 191 cruise calls is projected for this cruise season. Dominica expects to welcome 8 new cruise ships to its shores. One cruise visitor, amazed by the festive welcoming at the cruise ship berth, says she is excited about visiting the quaint island and viewing its waterfalls.
My name is June Langevin. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful country, a beautiful island. Just a quaint island. The waterfalls, yes. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to tour that.
All right.
But just so you know, my son is a United States Congressman from Rhode Island. I have a group that I travel with. It's a singles group, Vacations to Go singles group. And I take a lot of cruises with them. And this is one of the cruises they always offer, Halloween cruise. And this is the one I selected, and it's wonderful.
Portsmouth deserves better is the phrase being uttered by former government press secretary and Portsmouth resident Sean Douglas. Douglas has described Portsmouth as a bedrock of the Dominica Labour Party. However, he says the town is slowly disintegrating. He says the town, which is supposed to be a tourist attraction, is suffering from a major garbage problem.
The Labour Party has not given Portsmouth what Portsmouth, the people of Portsmouth, deserve. Look at Portsmouth today. We have a serious garbage problem in Portsmouth. Serious garbage problem. The rubbish truck comes sometimes once every 2 weeks, sometimes once every 8 days. When they do come, the truck breaks down. How can you be, Portsmouth has been identified that area as a tourism attraction, and the amount of rubbish strewn on the streets.
Meanwhile, he says economic activity is at its lowest and as such questions the reason for building more hotel rooms when the already existing hotels are struggling to fill in their rooms. The government is currently undertaking two major hotel projects in the north of the island, namely the Morocco-funded hotel, which Douglas says work has stopped on, and a 125-room villa complex for which agreements are expected to be signed in November.
The lack of employment opportunities without Ross University in Portsmouth. Portsmouth, believe me, would just be a ghost town. Because Portsmouth itself, really, after 5 p.m, basically, there's nothing. This Moroccan hotel, which was started 3 years ago, work stopped over a year ago. First of all, it's in the wrong place. The thing is on the road. Now we're here in another hotel. You have one you have not completed. In Portsmouth itself, in Picard, between 2,000 and 3,000 empty hotel rooms in Picard. So why are you building more rooms again in Portsmouth? You know, the yacht marina that was promised has not come. You know, the fisheries complex is a white elephant. Portsmouth is dying. Tourism is dead. I mean, Ian is the Minister for Tourism, Member of Parliament for Portsmouth. And you cannot attract cruise ships into Portsmouth. I mean, a place that has voted Labour consistently since August 15th, 1957.
The government of Dominica says it is getting set to host the annual Diaspora Forum on Wednesday, October 29th from 10 a.m. at the State House Conference Center. According to a release, the forum, which is held annually during the independence celebrations, is geared at providing visiting overseas nationals with an opportunity to dialogue with members of cabinet, provide a progress report on ongoing projects and programs of the government, and discuss other matters of interest and concern to overseas nationals. Prime Minister, Minister for Finance and Foreign Affairs Roosevelt Skerritt, and Minister for Employment, Trade, Industry and Diaspora Affairs, Dr. John Colin McIntyre, are expected to address the forum. This year, the work of non-profit or charitable organizations involved in social development, health and education is expected to be highlighted. This comes after an announcement of the UWP that they will be meeting with Visiting Diaspora tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Prevost Cinema. And since the introduction of the night landing in 2010, some 40,000 travelers are said to have landed at the airport at night to date. This is according to Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. He made the disclosure at the official renaming of the Melville Hall Airport on Monday.
I also wish to specially thank the European Union for its tremendous financial support towards the expansion of the Melville Hall Airport. Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of multinational collaboration, we were able to continue upgrading the airport and introduce night landing for the first time, thereby extending the hours of use of all Melville Hall for the benefit of the airlines and the convenience of the passengers. The control tower now has advanced air traffic equipment, and there has been a total overhaul of the terminal building. Parking for both aircraft and vehicles using the airport was expanded, and the entire runway was resurfaced. Security fencing was erected around the entire complex. A new fire station and new and enlarged air cargo sheds were also constructed. You will be delighted to hear that to date, ladies and gentlemen, friends, over 40,000 travelers have landed at this airport after dark.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister also reveals that an MOU was recently signed between the government of Dominica and a private sector company in the People's Republic of China to build the long-anticipated international airport.
I can also share with you the good news that the demand for a larger airport has now reached the stage at which we must expand the facility. As such, we have signed an MOU with a private sector company in the People's Republic of China to build the long-anticipated international airport using the build, operate, and transfer model.
Some persons are of the view that once built, the Douglas Charles Airport is likely to become obsolete, and as such demonstrates that no real consideration was given to the decision to rename the airport. In news from the region, St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Brazil have signed a visa-free travel agreement allowing for free movement of their nationals from mid-November. Foreign Affairs Minister Camilo Gonçalves told legislators that nationals of both countries will from November 15 be able to visit each other visa-free for up to 90 days in the first instance, renewable for up to 180 days. Gonçalves said, and I quote, "Of course, this is for tourism purposes. If you are going as a student or if you are going to work, there are still requirements that you will have to fulfill," end of quote. He said that Brazil is a footballing mecca and is also regarded as a cannibal capital. And on the international scene, the UK would not support future search and rescue operations to prevent migrants drowning in the Mediterranean Sea, the Foreign Office has said. Foreign Office Minister Baroness Annerley has said such operations can encourage more people to attempt to make the dangerous sea crossing to enter Europe. An Italian mission is being wound down after saving tens of thousands of migrants traveling from North Africa. A new EU force will carry out a more limited border security operation. And that's this afternoon's Midday News, but first a recap of our headlines. Cruise season declared officially opened. St. Vincent, Brazil assigned visa-free travel agreement. And UK opposes a future migrant rescues in the Mediterranean. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, simply log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.